For thou art my lamp, O Jehovah, and Jehovah will lighten my darkness. For by thee I run upon a troop. By my God do I leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of Jehovah is tried. He is a shield unto all them that take refuge in him. For who is God save Jehovah? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strong fortress, and he guideth the perfect in his way. He maketh his feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that mine arms do bend a bow of brass. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. 2 Samuel 22:29-38. This psalm of David speaks to the praise due unto Jehovah and is filled with numerous encouragements for the child of God. As was stated by the Apostle Peter, saying, "Brethren, I may say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne. He, foreseeing this, spake of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption." Acts 2:29-31. The reader is able to understand that, as a prophet, David spake as the Holy Spirit gave him utterance, saying, "Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse saith, and the man who was raised on high saith, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of Jehovah spake by me, and his word was upon my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, one that ruleth over men righteously, that ruleth in the fear of God. He shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springeth out of the earth through clear shining after rain. Verily, my house is not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For it is all my salvation and all my desire, although he maketh it not to grow." 2 Samuel 23:1-5. Our considerations of the month of December 2015 have focused on the questions of where did we come from and why are we here. Our investigation covered Jehovah's dealings with his creation and the ultimate sacrifice made by his Son. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the provisions of salvation were accomplished by the Son of God, in that the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people for his own possession, zealous of good works. Titus 2:11-14. This godliness by which mankind is to live is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. The two Psalms of David, of which we read at the beginning of this segment, identify, one, the Father, of whom David said, "As for God, his way is perfect, the word of Jehovah is tried." Two, the Son, saying, "The rock of Israel spake to me." one that ruleth over men righteously, that ruleth in the fear of God. He shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth. And three, the Holy Spirit, saying, the Spirit of Jehovah spake by me, and his word was upon my tongue. These who were in the beginning are the only rational answer to where did we come from and why are we here. To this affirmed the Apostle John, saying, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak. And he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he taketh of mine, and shall declare it unto you. John 16:13-15. It is upon these truths that Jesus Christ instructed his apostles to go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30.